100 to 102. Today FM. The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
With electric picnic tickets sold out in a few minutes during the week, there's obviously plenty of life left in festivals. And this morning, on your Sunday Business Show, we're having a mini festival of our own, as I'm joined in studio by Justin Green of Wide Awake Communications, Maria Moynihan-Lee, producer of the Galway Oyster and Seafood Festival, and Sinead McNamara, founder of Best in Fest. Sinead, can I start with you, please, and tell me, what is Best in Fest?
Okay, well, Best in Fest is an event that I'm running on the 27th of April in the Aviva Stadium, and it's a first time gathering of producers and directors from the global festival and events community. So as well as Justin and Maria, who are two of our local speakers, I have secured the likes of Michael Evis, who is the founder of Glastonbury, a lady called Harley K. Dubois, who is one of the founding members of Burning Man in the States, obviously a huge iconic festival, Ian Renton, who runs Cheltenham, Tom Harfleet, who is the show manager of the Chelsea Flower Show. We also have Willie White from the Dublin Theatre Festival and a number of other, if you like, thought leaders from the festival and event space.
And who do you want to go to attend it?
Sure. So the audience for Best in Fest Icon will be festival and events, big festivals and events in Ireland effectively, festival and event organisers, county councils as well be a big part of our audience, because county councils around the country have budgets for running their own local festivals also, and the likes of big brands that would typically be sponsors of festivals in Ireland.
But you said big festivals, but really little festivals should attend
little,
as
well.
Oh, little,
oh my God, absolutely. Yes, big and little festivals.
As we were discussing beforehand, I can't remember, was it you, Maria, who was saying to me that Michael Evis, he started with only 200 people.
That's right, yeah.
And now he has 250,000,
absolutely.
I think. Yeah,
I suppose it's important to remember if you're a small festival and you go, oh my God, you know, Michael Evis and Burning Man and these kind of people are appearing on stage, that all of the genesis of all of these festivals were somebody's idea, something that was small and that just grew over the years. So I think it's important, I know myself as someone who works within this industry, to be confident and ambitious about your own festival, and the whole idea, I suppose, of bringing these people together is to motivate people that work in the industry and energise them. And we're going to discuss, you know, case studies of what has and has not worked for these particular people as well on these big global iconic festivals. So it'll be a great event.
Justin Green, can we get festivaled out?
I don't think so. The growth has been phenomenal. I mean, it's worth 1.7 billion annually to Ireland. The whole industry would employ over, you know, 11,000 people, which actually goes unnoticed. You know, that's more people that are employed by the likes of your Google, Twitter, and Apple in Ireland. So there's more people involved in the actual industry than there are in these technical companies. In addition to that, you know, we sell over 4 million tickets annually, and it creates 3.7 million bed nights in tourism, and there's approximately nearly 500,000 people from overseas actually come to Ireland
for
events.
Which is the key, isn't it? I mean, that's massive for us.
It is. I mean, and geographically positioned, I mean, it's what's being known as entertainment tourism, and it's gaining more and more traction. I mean, one of the things that I was involved in putting together the Let's Celebrate report, which captured 12 months of data, was the fact that there was no information on the industry whatsoever. I mean, it was all just assumed into the hospitality industry. So what it's effectively done now, it's actually set a benchmark whereby we have the stats, whereby we have the verification, and the industry can stand on its own.
Maria Moynihan-Lee, UB of the Galway, what was the Oyster Festival, which is now the Galway Oyster and Seafood Festival. You were telling me a very interesting thing, which is, I remember back in the day, and it was massive. Mm. But festivals come and go, they have to reinvent themselves.
They evolve, they have a life cycle. I should explain, my company, Milestone Inventive, we produce a lot of events, but the iconic one in the case in point now is the Oyster Festival. But what we see is a lot more coming and going of festivals. Maybe 5 years, 10 years is the maximum, but the Oyster Festival has been there for 62 years at this
fantastic
stage.
Fantastic. Is it one of the longest? Must be one of the longest.
It is one of the longest. There are a couple more that are equally
old.
sustaining is what I'll call it. They're sustaining. But how it has evolved is it originally delivered locally to tourism. So, for example, it was founded to extend the season. And a chef in a hotel spoke to the manager and said, hey, it's oyster season, we could do something with this. And the rest is history. Now it's not so much necessary to extend the season because it's you know, things have changed. But it's delivering on a communications level for the city of Galway in a way which you couldn't imagine. Every single best or bucket list in the world contains the Galway Oyster Festival. It is something like, almost like the Burning Man, and very often it's on the list with the Burning Man. It is something that you have to see before you die, and that's how it's delivering for Ireland and for Galway. Yes, still there are thousands. I mean, we've welcomed 2,000 visitors every year. They contribute far above the national average every that weekend in September than any other festival.
A quality audience.
A quality audience, absolutely. Yeah.
Now, another nice thing that you told me was, you put it very nicely, I'll put it more bluntly, the committees are dead. The local committees are dead.
Sadly, very sadly. If you think back 40 years ago, let's say, then festivals were run by committees having a lot of fun. Somebody once said to me, actually it was Fergal Quinn, he was my chairman when I ran St. Patrick's Festival here in Dublin. The first thing he said to me was, you cannot make fun unless you're having fun. And the fun went out of it for the committees some time ago, between insurance and legislation and paperwork and needing to have qualifications in order to build a stage and things like that. And so it became really impossible. So now
one of you said to me that was also somebody was overheard saying, well, if you don't do such and such, you'll go to jail. That concentrates the minds.
I have heard it said,
I just see a text in at 53102. Don't forget the Bear in the Woods Festival in Leash. Anybody know
that? Yes, familiar with it,
53102, you get your shout out. Justin, you're telling me that we can't get festivaled out, but is there room for another mega? I mean, for example, Electric Picnic could treble, quadruple, quintuple if it wanted to. Where is the massive festival that we should be having?
Well, I mean, if you look at it, I think the organisers of Electric Picnic, which I'm involved in myself,
have you got any tickets?
I have lots.
53102.
No, but I mean, if you look at that, that started off, you know, at a capacity of 15,000-20,000 and expanded. I think they're very happy with the capacity that they have now. They have it and they've kept it at that capacity. There's no plans to increase the capacity. There are other events like Longitude, for example, which is similar to Electro Picnic, but doesn't have camping, which is a different type of market and you know, attracts a different type of person. You know, and it sets a different level as well, and that has equally has grown, and a matter of fact, it's this year's one is nearly sold out, which is a phenomenal success for that, because that started off at 10,000 people and now it's up to 30,000 a day. So, I mean, if you're looking at that, there are capacities, and I think people find them. Also, it's all about more professionalism. I know you were saying the committees are actually dead or gone because of the quality. I think what people expect, they expect a certain quality at all these events, and I suppose there's a
flushing
professional
toilets.
And there is a professional, while, you know, there are, you know, while the committees may be gone, there is a huge professionalism that is with these events now that is brought to the table. And I mean, our events, whether it's, you know, across the country, can compete with any across Europe. And the standards in Ireland are actually a lot higher than they are throughout Europe.
Which is a perfect opportunity for me to ask you my last question. Going abroad, are we, you guys, bringing anything abroad? Are you bringing festivals abroad? Anybody exporting?
It's difficult. You can't package up a festival and just take it abroad, just like you can't replicate the Electric Picnic. There's a specialness to each and every festival that which is.
But your team could go and.
Yes. Oh, God, absolutely.
Yes. Well, yes. The team, for example, that are involved in Longitude also are involved in Electric Picnic, but also are involved in Latitude Festival Republic, who actually run an awful lot of events throughout Europe. Everything from Lollapalooza in Berlin to running Latitude in the UK, Reading, Leeds, they run a lot of those festivals. And in addition to that, they also provide the infrastructure and the network and the actual production for the festivals like Longitude, like Kilmainham that's on, and like Electro Picnic. So there are, you know, and a lot of Irish people work for these companies, be it here and abroad.
Do you know what's very sad? I recognise each and every one of those festivals because I have paid for tickets, not for me, but for my little people. Yeah. I have toured Europe.
Well, long may you have many more little people.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, all, thank you very much for joining us on the Sunday Business Show. That is Justin Green of Wide Awake Communications, Maria Moynihan-Lee of the Galway Oyster and Seafood Festival, and much more, and Sinead McNamara of Best in Fest. Anybody who wants to go to Best in Fest will find you at
bestinfest.ie, and you can get
and
tickets
how much
there.
Are the tickets?
€289.
Oh,
it's very good value. Amazing speakers.
Your lineup of speakers is not bad at all.
€289.
Thank you very much for joining the Sunday Business Show.
You.
We will take a break.
100 to 102, Today FM. The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.